On the day Ray Charles died of liver failure at age 73, Jeff Helkeson was leading his group, Jazz Mayhem, at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana. Helkeson is a mainstay of the Champaign-Urbana jazz scene, but 16 years ago he was playing around the world as part of Ray Charles' tour band. He's even part of the trumpet section in this song from one of Ray's lesser-known albums, 1988's Just Between Us.
So if there's something that you want done now, there isn't anything I would do. So if you were to ask me, babe, I'd do more than you.
In the 1980s, Helkeson was playing with the U of I jazz band and was a regular performer at the Old Nature's Table in Urbana. But in 1987, he quit his day job as a systems programmer to join the big band that backed up Ray Charles on his tours throughout the U.S., Europe, and Japan. He says he never got to know Ray Charles the man, who rarely mixed with his musicians except on stage. But in 3.5 years with the band, Helkeson got to learn a lot about Ray Charles, the musician.
You have to understand that for 3 and 3.5 years, 9 months each, that you would get to cover a lot of the same types of music, same tunes. You'd play Georgia all the time. You'd play I'm Busted all the time. And the amazing thing to me was not just the way Ray would treat the tune. You know, I mean, he had his own way of treating the tune, but he was also extraordinarily consistent about the way he did it, in a way that really made it really easy for us to follow him, always made it very musical, not a lot of surprises for the band, you know. Once you'd heard Ray sing some of these things 10 times, you knew exactly what to expect out of him, and the surprises came when he changed something very, you know, very subtly. The other thing, too, is that as he's a remarkable piano player, really, you know, and a lot of people don't realize that, and a fine alto saxophone player, although he didn't do that when he was on our tour on the alto.
Tell me about his piano playing. What did you hear in his playing?
Well, it seemed like he was a very blues oriented player. He didn't play a lot of fast stuff. Didn't play a lot of technically fiery stuff. He very seldom played anything that would catch your ear as being dissonant or odd. You know, it was always very musical and always real soulful. And I almost had more fun listening to him play piano than to listen to him sing, because every night that would be a little different. You know, when he'd play a solo, it'd be different every time.
Did you get any sense of who came out to see Ray Charles play?
Oh, everybody. I mean, the crowds were so huge, you couldn't even get a sense about that. We played from anywhere from 500 people to 15,000. And so, you know, the crowds range from very young, mid-20s, up to 50s and 60s. You know, it was really a very wide range. And that's a testament to the range of music that Ray did.
Jeff Helkeson left the Ray Charles band in 1991, deciding he had had enough of living on the road. But he says he still gets something out of Ray Charles' music every time he puts on one of his records. I'm Jim Meadows.
Hey, mama, don't you treat me wrong.